The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I am Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I am an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is growing hostas in containers. Growing hostas in pots. Have you ever considered growing hostas in containers? Hostas are one of my very favorite plants. They are widely cultivated as shade-loving foliage and come in an enormous array of colors and shapes. Years ago, I visited Stream Cliff Farms in southern Indiana. I always enjoy the gardens and quaint shops there, but on this particular visit, one of their outbuildings was flocked in enormous window boxes. They were growing hostas in containers. I couldn't believe it. I had only considered using them in the landscape. A new obsession was born. Containers suited for hostas. With a few preparations, growing hostas in containers is a snap. Plenty of rich and well-drained organic soil is critical for healthy hostas. With that in mind, any container with good depth to hold soil and plenty of drainage holes is your best bet. Once you've chosen a container, you can select plants. Pro tip, hostas enjoy a snug fit. You'll want less than 3 inches between the roots and the container. Best hosta cultivars for containers. Hostas come in literally thousands of options, from palest lime green to variegated versions and some with humongous leaves. When planting hostas in containers, playing with large groupings of the same plant for emphasis is a great trick. I really love choosing many colors, shapes, and textures. Some of the mini hostas are particularly well suited to small pots for a porch or outdoor table. Pro tip, any size hosta can be successfully grown in a container. Let the games begin. Here are some gorgeous options to consider. Hosta Gentle Giant will give you height. It's a very tall mound of deep blue green leaves. Dorothy Benedict boasts multiple shades of green with broad ribbed leaves. Canadian Blue is a medium-sized plant with gray-green, heart-shaped leaves with a cool, waxy finish. Wiggles and Squiggles is known for its yellow, slender foliage and wild, wavy margins. It is a smaller plant with a horizontal habit. Will hostas winter over in pots? So the real deal is that it isn't as easy to winter hostas in pots as when they're in the garden. You can try to cover them, but this may yield limited success. The method I prefer is to move the pots into an unheated shed or garage for the winter. You will need to water them about once a month. In the spring, move them back outside and they should grow beautifully. Don't attempt to bring hostas into your home as they do require a dormant period. Want more information on growing hostas in containers? I would suggest checking out this article on plantersplace.com, written by Abby Hayes. It's called Perennials for Containers, and that'll give you some more information and some other options to consider. Thanks so much for listening today. This has been Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.